Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Trump's auto emissions plan is full of faulty logic. By Eric Niller. There was a time many years ago when cars guzzled gas like beer, teenagers raced them on Friday nights, and Detroit automakers boasted about their vehicles' ever-increasing horsepower and speed. Since then, cars have become safer, cleaner, and more efficient, mostly as a result of tougher standards from Washington. A new Trump administration proposal might bring that half a century of vehicular progress screeching to a halt, some experts say, by shrugging its collective shoulders at the growing danger of climate change and the fuel efficiency standards designed to combat it. The White House wants to freeze future auto emissions standards and ban California from making its own tougher rules for carbon emissions from vehicles. First, a look at the numbers. A little-noticed report issued by the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, NHTSA, predicts that the Earth's temperature will rise a whopping 7 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, by 2100. Assuming that little or nothing is done to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. The current Paris Climate Accords call for nations to pledge to keep warming below 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, 2 degrees Celsius, by century's end. The Trump administration's climate change scenario would likely entail catastrophic melting of ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica, causing rising sea levels that would flood low-lying coastal areas from Maine to Texas. Not to mention warmer oceans that could spawn ever stronger hurricanes alongside pockets of inland drought and a collapse of agriculture in many areas. The NHTSA report came up with these doomsday numbers to argue that automobile and truck tailpipe emissions after 2020 will have such a small global impact on overall greenhouse gases that it's not worth tightening the screws on Detroit automakers. What they are saying is, we are going to hell anyhow. What difference does it make if we go a little faster? Says David Pettit, a senior attorney at the National Resources Defense Council. That's their theory of how they're dealing with greenhouse gas emissions. Pettit and others say the NHTSA report and the Trump administration's proposal to roll back future tailpipe emissions standards would allow Detroit to build bigger, thirstier cars than would have been permitted under President Obama-era rules. Pettit notes that he has gone from driving a 7 miles per gallon Chrysler in the late 1960s to a Chevy Bolt today, largely as a result of stricter federal standards that require automakers to sell clean cars alongside their SUVs and trucks. In addition to throwing up its hands at climate change, the Trump administration also argues that continuing to increase fuel economy requirements will make the overall vehicle fleet less safe, because people will continue to drive older cars longer than they otherwise would. The argument is that the higher price tags on more fuel-efficient cars will deter consumers from buying new vehicles equipped with more advanced technology that also improves safety. But Giorgio Rizzoni, director of the Center of Automobile Research at Ohio State University, says the administration has it backwards. His study of the last 40 years concludes that safety and fuel efficiency have grown at the same time. If the Trump administration rules are passed, American car buyers might end up seeing vehicles with less advanced technology on the dealer lot than overseas buyers, says Austin Brown, executive director of the UC Davis Policy Institute for Energy, Environment, and the Economy. The cars would look the same on the outside, but they would burn more gasoline, cost more money, and create more emissions, he says. That's because U.S. cars with weaker fuel standards won't be sold on worldwide markets, he adds. The Trump administration held public meetings on the proposal this week in Fresno, California, Dearborn, Michigan, and Pittsburgh. The deadline for written comments is October 23.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.